drop of golden sun.
That's the unmistakable voice of Julie Andrews from The Sound of Music. Actually, it brings me back to a time when we spoke to Julie Andrews on the Mooney programme. It was almost 6 years ago to the day in 2002.
People do mostly remember one for films that are the most successful, which can sometimes typecast you. But in my case, I was able to do a couple of others. They weren't necessarily as huge, but I was always sort of trying to do different kinds of roles.
And did that have anything to do with the fact that you married Blake Edwards?
Well, it might. In later life, when we married, he certainly felt that he knew me very well and explored a kind of different side of my acting abilities, I guess.
Well, as you know, The Sound of Music will be on stage at the National Concert Hall this Christmas, and actor and director Tony Finnegan was in with us last week. He auditioned me for the role of Captain Von Trapp. I'm not sure if I got it or not. We'll find out very shortly. But he was also looking for Friedrich, not one, but two Friedrichs, 14 years of age or thereabouts, a little bit kind of self-confident, but not too cocky. And they must have the ability to sing. He would accept somebody younger, he said. And Tony is back with us today. Tony, you had a great response, I believe.
Last week was just fantastic and the response was brilliant. And we had a lot of calls and a lot of emails and it went on for days. I thought there might be just a big influx at the beginning, but no, there was drip feeding all the way through. And it was Sunday we were doing the auditions and Wednesday when we were here with you. So we had a load of responses and some we sort of weeded out because they couldn't do the rehearsals or they didn't understand, you know, the commitment to it or whatever.
But so even if they were brilliant and they couldn't do the rehearsals, you were having none of it?
Well, I didn't have the auditions, so I didn't know how brilliant they were by email.
Oh, I see,
email,
okay,
you know.
Right. So, but what would be the case if somebody was brilliant and they couldn't do the auditions?
Well, I mean, if you remember, there was a little boy called Mark that we really liked from Cork.
Yes.
And he was lovely. I was really looking forward to seeing him because he had a brilliant ear. Remember, I corrected him on a few things, or not corrected him, but directed him on a few things. And I was really looking forward to him coming. But unfortunately, you know, the romance of something happening on the Wednesday and then it took the reality sort of hit in with the parents and thinking of travelling from Cork and what they would do. I maybe thought that they had someone in Dublin that he could stay with or whatever, and that's why they'd gotten contact. But they just sent a lovely email, and I'd really like to work with that boy at some other point, but it was just in the depth of winter coming up from Cork, and I could understand their
position. Because you do expect quite a lot. This is a professional cast, really, isn't it?
It is, and we rehearse at weekends to facilitate some people who are coming. For instance, the Von Trapp is coming from the Isle of Man. This is the way of me breaking it to you that you didn't get the part. But we've brought him. I know. I thought I would do it subtly on radio.
Doesn't matter. We're going to play the rehearsal again anyway.
Okay.
Just to annoy all those listeners
exactly.
Who thought I was fantastic.
Yes, they did. They thought it was brilliant.
Go on.
So he's coming over from the Isle of Man. So we've got the girl who's playing Maria. She's coming down from the north of Ireland. So we do pretty intensive rehearsals at the weekend, and we can get the kids. And, you know, obviously over Saturday and Sunday, we can do two and three rehearsals a day as opposed to just one at night when you're working with kids if it's school time, you know. So, yeah, it's fully professional, and we'll be going at it now from the 9th of November. And we just do it basically over five weekends.
So, and so when do you go into the actual concert hall itself?
We don't go in until the morning of our first show, which we can get the set in earlier. But we, as a production, go in on the morning of the 27th. We do a dress rehearsal at about 12 o'clock, and then we have our opening show at 6 p.m. that evening. So,
well, we wish you the very best of luck indeed.
Thank you.
Now, you got your Friedrichs. I say Friedrichs because you were looking for two, not one.
Yeah, we were looking for two because we've got two teams. And when you're doing 11 performances, really 12, including the dress rehearsal, in such a short period of time, you really need two. And also, you're in the winter, and if something happened and one of the kids got a flu or something, you need a backup. So we were having two teams. And the two Friedrichs we got were fantastic. I suppose we've narrowed it down to working with drama schools, and then we opened it up because of your programme. We opened it up to the public. But as it happens, two of the two kids that we are going to use are both from drama schools that we use quite regularly. So the Independent Theatre Workshop, which is where Callum's from, and then the other boy is Jack Mordaunt, who's from the Moore School of Performing Arts out in Skerries. So, you know, we have known both of these boys, Jack for a long time, and then Callum just joined us last year for Oliver, so that was his first year with us.
Well, let's say hello to Callum now. Callum, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Tell me a little bit about your stage history, let's say.
Well, for stage, my first festival thing was Oliver. So I was one of the Dodger gangs sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Fagin's gang and Fagin was played by Tony and that was really, really good. And then I did La Boheme, the opera with Vivian in the National Concert Hall and that was really good and I was just a chorus and that, but that was really, really fun. I met a lot of new people. And I've done most of the ITW shows since I've been there.
Yeah.
So I was in Fiddler on the Roof and I played Mottl. I was in Hairspray and I played Mr. Spritzer. And whenever I say that, people ask, who's Mr. Spritzer? And I'm like, the owner of Ultra Clutch. And they're like, oh. But yeah, I liked all of the stuff. And I did Grease, but I was only chorus in that. And now we're preparing for this thing called The Jungle King.
Yeah.
And it's this production for 20 years of ITW. And it's a mixture of The Lion King and The Jungle Book. So I'm playing Scar, the only bad guy in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I get to be really evil. And there's fight scenes and it's really good. So if you want to come, just
when is it going to be on?
Next year in May or March. I'm not sure which.
Well, we can worry about that down the line.
Yeah.
But your next starring role will be as Friedrich.
Yeah.
In The Sound of Music. So what will you bring to the character of Friedrich?
Well, I think I can just bring a bit of politeness and I can also bring within the politeness a boy who's kind, but he's also a bit sassy.
Yeah.
So he can be arrogant and he can be cheeky because mostly sometimes I can be both those things.
Now, you're a slightly younger Friedrich than Friedrich was himself because you were looking for a 14-year-old.
Originally, Tony. We were looking for a 14-year-old, but, also, when this was written, your 14-year-olds, their voices are breaking a bit earlier.
Yeah.
So we went down to Callum's just turned 12, actually, but he's quite big for 12.
Yeah.
And Jack's also 12. So we opened it up. We widened the scope. Is that how you say it?
And what kind of direction do you give somebody who's only 12 and when you're trying to get them to think they're 14 and play the part of a 14-year-old?
Well,
because 2 years makes a huge difference.
It does make a huge difference. But we're going to change the only reference.
Give him a moustache.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he's married now, so he's going to bring his wife. But we're going to change the. The only reference really is I'm Friedrich. I'm 14. I'm a boy. So that's the only reference.
Oh, that's it.
So we're going to just call him 13, and Callum looks 13.
Now you weren't on the program last week. You didn't audition on air last week. So you went along to the open auditions.
Yeah, how I heard about the open auditions was a friend of mine. I was over at her house and. Her mom was listening to the Mooney Show.
Yeah, she's great taste.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And she heard that it was about Friedrich and for Festival Productions. And she told my mom about it, seeing as she knew I was with Festival Productions.
And your mom is here today. What's your mom's name?
Caroline.
Hello, Caroline. She's outside. Go on, yeah.
Yeah. So my friend's mom told my mom, Caroline, and my mom went and we looked everywhere and we couldn't find it. And then my dad thought, oh, what about the Mooney Show website? So we looked on that. And
you found it, all the details. So you went along for the audition.
Yeah.
And what did you have to do with the audition?
Well, we had to sing first and take measurements. So we sang So Long, Farewell.
I'll feed a say.
Yeah, adieu. That one.
To you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Friedrich's part.
Yeah.
And I felt that part went pretty well for me. And I thought I had a lot of competition there because some of them were quite good.
Yeah, and then did you have to do any reading?
Yeah, Tony kept three of us back and we read. So we
what did you read?
The piece about the party.
Yeah, do
so
you remember
Front
it?
Raider. Not all of it.
Okay, but do you remember the bit where you say, I'm Friedrich, I'm a
yeah.
boy. And
I
I'm
actually
four.
Have it here.
Okay, go ahead. Let's have a listen to you because we'll get an idea of what you're going to sound like. I know you're going to sing in a moment, but let's hear how you will perform on stage.
Yeah, this bit actually is Brigitte in the show, but I was just trying to get a bit that was long enough so that we could actually hear.
Okay, so now you're really Brigitte, piece. Not Friedrich.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is Brigitte?
Oh, I think I can't remember. She's about 10 or 11.
Oh, all right. Okay.
She's 10.
All right, go on.
Franz Schrader didn't have a headache. She just wanted to get out of the party. She was faking. I heard her say to Father she'd been dodging these people. I like her all right. Why is it important? Oh, Fräulein, Father's never going to marry her. He couldn't, because he's in love with you. Remember the other night, when we were all sitting on the floor, singing the Edelweiss song he taught us? After we'd finished, you laughed at him for forgetting the words. He didn't forget the words. He just stopped singing to look at you. He's in love with you.
Oh, it's so romantic.
And he made the same mistakes as he made on Sunday. After, laughter, and look. There you go. What did you learn?
He wasn't
on Sunday?
Sticking his R in.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't. I didn't think he was sticking. In fact, party. He said party.
He did say that very nicely. Yeah.
That was the only one I concentrated on. I remember that from last week. What did you call that R? That
we an intrusive R.
An intrusive R. Well, R. But at any rate, you don't stick your R in, as you know. But listen, we wish you the very best of luck because you are one Friedrich, and then, as you mentioned, Jack is going to be the other Friedrich. Yeah. So we wish Jack best of luck as well. He's not here today. And all of the cast and production team for The Sound of Music, which will be at the National Concert Hall starting on
the 27th of December and runs through until the 3rd of January.
All right, so you've lots of choice in Dublin at least, and you can let us know what's happening in your area, and we'll try and give a good few mentions between now and Christmas, because lots of shows on at Christmas, and we want to try to be fair to everybody, we at least give them a mention every year. So you're going to sing a song for us now, Callum, but you only learnt this song last night, so I have to preface your performance by saying that. So tell me about this song.
Well, this is a song called "Rain." My Favourite Things, but it can also be named Raindrops on Roses.
Yep.
So it's sung by Maria and a nun in the actual stage. But in the movie, they changed it to Maria and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing as we're doing the stage version, it would be Maria and the nun, I think.
Okay.
But just for new material.
Okay, and you're going to sing it for us today.
Yeah.
And why not? Aidan Fahey is going to accompany you. He's the musical director. So, in your own time.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things. Cream-coloured ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favourite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and my lashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favourite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favourite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Bum, bum. Fantastic. Well done. More details about the concert at the National Concert Hall on our website, rte.ie/. Is that correct, Sinead? You have them on the
it isn't? I do indeed.
And what do you bring me in? The Daniel O'Donnell?
Know you have a girl for Daniel.
Oh, love Daniel, yeah. Sinead has brought me in Daniel O'Donnell songs from the movies and more. Why are you bringing me this in? I have to play something off it, haven't
I? I think you might just.
Which one am I to play off it?
There's a particular track, Edelweiss.
I thought the public wanted to hear me singing Edelweiss again. Do they not? Don't they? Don't they want to hear that?
I can't. I will never tire of hearing you singing Edelweiss, Derek. It is your perfection.
Oh, much better. Fill the lungs.
Small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet
great.
Me.
I like the sound of that, do you, Shannon?
It is absolutely beautiful, pitch perfect.
In fact, I heard Ryan Turbidy saying on his show the other day that they were going to get me in to sing the whole thing.
I think they should get you in to do two or three numbers from the musical.
Anyway, we all know that Daniel is a better singer than I am, and he has a new album out, in fairness to him, Daniel O'Donnell. It's songs from the movies and more, and he's doing songs from the movies and more, and one of the songs he's doing is Edelweiss. Have you got it? Can we hear it? Was a problem with it, apparently. So we're not going to be hearing it. Okay. The CD is in it. Oh. You're supposed to bring me in the CD cover. Thank you, Sinead.
I do apologise, Derek. I was just so desperate to hang on to it.
How many points you lose for that. Derek, could Philip please mention the organisation Invite for a Bite, which allows single women and men travelling alone to meet up and have dinner together? Now, we weren't talking about meeting and dating. It wasn't that kind of thing, but we've mentioned it there now. But that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about kind of singles holidays for people, you know, and you could, where you could go on a holiday and enjoy yourself.
Just,
and have
just not sort of feel lonely.
For singles travelling alone or with friends, HF Holidays and UCare offering great value. So try them, all right? Thank you, Sinead, very much indeed.
You're welcome, Derek.
Here is Daniel O'Donnell with his version, not as good as mine, of Edelweiss.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
greet me, small and white, clean and bright. You look happy to meet me, blossom of snow.
Derek, it's only when I hear Daniel and you back to back I realise how good a singer Daniel O'Donnell is.
It's not wrong there.
Well, I'm not a professional singer. Come on! Hand on heart. Prefer Derek's version to Daniel's. Thanks for the earworm, Derek Edelweiss. Somebody's got it going around in your head. There's nothing worse when you get a song on your ear and it goes around and around. John Kenny has an update on sport. Now, there's a man who knows a lot about music.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still doing the 2XM programme every Monday. So that's...